Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله Another day, dear viewers. And Madani Channel presents to you the early echo in the company of our respected Maulana Abdul Qadir At-Tari Mu'ini Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may our sins come to an end. May Allah pardon our sins. May all the viewers of Madani Channel, including ourselves, attain blessings from this program and the enthusiasm to follow the footsteps of our pious predecessors. Our topic and discussion today is going to be revolving around the Blessed Companions, alayhim ridwan, our pious predecessors. For today, inshallah, azawajalla, we only want to highlight and speak about those statements mentioned by the Blessed Companions of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to learn more about those statements and sayings of the Sahaba, alayhim ridwan, which are filled with guidance, muasab, subhanallah. Stay locked and tuned with us until the end of the program. As I mentioned, the sayings and statements of our noble companions, of the noble and blessed companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guide us in various fields of life. This is because the sayings of these eminent personalities are a result of the blessings they attained through the blessed guidance and company of none other than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, we should also remember, dear viewers, whether it is the sayings of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan or the quotes and sayings of the Tabi'een. These are those sayings and statements of those experienced, subhanallah, and very well and learned scholars and Sahaba and Tabi'een and Tabi'i Tabi'een, subhanallah, pious predecessors, dear viewers, that they have gained those experience over many, many years. So we should respect and we should understand that how simple those words are, but filled with wisdom. Subhanallah. For example, Masab, great Sahaba, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu an, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala an, and great Sahaba Ali ibn Ridwan Masab that need no introduction. Their names, when it's mentioned Masab, a smile comes from the face because we know those Mubarak names, and they would remember thousands and thousands of ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whatever sayings and statements they had made in life was actually either the translation or the summary of the blessed ayat and ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So can Mu'asab give us some examples, inshallah, with those statements which are less in sentences but filled with meaning, it would impact one's life, Mu'asab ji.
MashaAllah, Mu'asab, as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they watched his life closely, his days and nights, and his every habit, mashallah. And they would pay so much attention towards each and every word that would emanate from the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it was the wahi which came out from the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the command of Allah. He never spoke out of his own whims, as we have learnt it in the Holy Quran. Whatever that came out of the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was actually a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a beautiful Sher Masab, Guftai u Guftai Allah buwad, Garchi az Hulqumi Abdullah buwad. Yani, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah's command. And the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, such as Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, such as Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and digar Sahaba, alhamdulillah, they are those who benefited from these beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and internalized his teachings. And later on, although they weren't words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because they were the words of Sahaba, but they were derived from the same wisdom that they learned from beloved Habib. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which makes it so credible, alhamdulillah, Masab. They are benefited, as Masab has beautifully explained, that they are benefited from the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, Masab, he was such a noble Sahabi of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was amongst those who have been given glad tidings of paradise. meaning those Ashara Mubashara, he was one of them, subhanallah. And he was the Sahabi who was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every major battles, at every juncture in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was one of those who guarded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life with his own, subhanallah. Mm-hmm. He was one of those Sahaba. So his words, mashallah, he says in one of his anecdotes that whether a person is white or black, free or he's a slave, Arab or non-Arab, if I come to know that they possess more piety than me, I would like to have been a portion of their skin. Subhanallah. That's how much they treasured piety and taqwa in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which can be a great lesson for us, because Sahaba of Rasulullah, they are the guiding stars, subhanallah. In their light, inshallah, may we find guidance as well, inshallah, azza wa jal.
Mashallah. Mashallah. So, Masab, we learned that the yardstick is taqwa and piety. Or else this great companion of the beloved Rasulullah would have not mentioned that I would have liked to become part of their skin.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. So, colors does not matter to the Sahaba Ali Ridwan. The pure teachings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has filtered through them, dear viewers, in such a way that money, ranking, all of this makes no difference. And therefore he says that I would have not cared, but rather I would wish to become part of their skin if I had known that they had possessed more taqwa than I do.
Subhanallah.
So taqwa and piety is the yardstick. Why have we made money, monetary gain, the wealth and the luxuries of this world the yardstick and the standards of excellence? We have made it. Sahaba alayhim ridwan have not made that. Have we ever wished to become part of someone's skin who has more taqwa than you and I have? It's just a desire of those who are really pious, dear viewers. Subhanallah. So, Mawsab, these are the pious sayings of the Sahaba Ali. Can Mawsab tell us more sayings of the great Sahaba Ali?
It is about the same Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have, alhamdulillah, great words of wisdom. And in another anecdotes, he says that I have great dislike for the person who is neither engaged in any worldly task, nor does he have any concern for the hereafter. Meaning, that person, you know, we call people like that, you know, useless people. So he had extreme dislike for people who are useless. I mean, nobody likes to be in that category or categorized as such. Whether, you know, that person doesn't have any interest in worldly affairs, nor does he have any interest of the works or the actions of the hereafter. So, what good is his life, that such a person who doesn't show any interest in the dunya and the
Allah,
akhirah as well.
Allah.
So, he says he has a dislike for that kind of people, because Islam does not want us to be couch potatoes, you know. Islam wants us to be vigilant, and may inshallah, in the light of this beautiful and the blessed Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his aqwal, may we find guidance.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen. So, for example, Mawsab, let's go through more sayings. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala says, may I not find any of you like the person who lays all night like a corpse, Allah, 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 and remains in pursuit of attaining the world all day without any care for the hereafter. And this is how our life is. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu an, being a great companion, says, may I not find any of you like the person who lays all night like a dead person, Allah, Allah, Allah. So we have spent our days, according to Sahaba Ali Ridwan Mawsab, in this way, that we should not spend our valuable moments like a person who sleeps dead all night. He is not concerned of what's happening around him. He doesn't even know what's happening around him. He has no idea who's robbing his home, who's robbing him, who's doing what. Because in a deep sleep, Mawsab, this is what happens. We are in the sleep day or night. It is a sleep of heedlessness. It is the sleep of ghaflat. May Allah Kareem take us out of this deep sleep and heedlessness, dear viewers of Madani Channel. May we become aware of our surroundings, of our actions. May we know what we are doing, because many a times we displease Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla with our actions, with our habits, with our sins that we may commit, dear viewers. So this companion then further says, I have great dislike for the person who is neither engaged in any worldly task, nor does he have any concern for the hereafter. Allah, Allah, Allah. So these are the Mubarak sayings of the pious Sahaba alayhim ridwan, which has great impact, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. I mean, I have great dislike for the person who is neither engaged in worldly tasks. Now this is Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he's expressing Mu'asab his likes and dislikes. When he says of here that he has a personal dislike for the person who is neither engaged in worldly task, yani he's just sitting and he does nothing, nor does he have any concern for the hereafter. And in today's day and age, we find many people, these people exist today as well, Mu'asab, that dunya mein, they could have actually used their knowledge and their skills to benefit themselves and others. But you find people wandering around, enjoying life, just, you know, happily allowing these days of one's life to pass. And it will become history. And nor are there any preps made for the hereafter. Jimawasa.
Masaba, you were saying that a person who sleeps, you know, in the night, like, with no care, like a dead person. And there is a saying, as we say, Ghoda Besh Ke Admi Sora.
Allah, 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 Allah.
So this is something frowned upon. And Sayyidina Shaykh Abdullah Maulid Devi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says that Mubarak sleep of Rasulullah SAW. In that also he brings about the wisdom of following the Sunnah. And as the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they followed each and every Sunnah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the extreme lengths, alhamdulillah. And he says the beauty of sleeping in the Sunnah manner, meaning on towards the right side.
Allah.
Why? Because the heart is placed towards the left. So when the person sleeps towards the right, the heart is suspended, meaning it is vigilant. So any light sound or any noise will wake you up. So it doesn't get you into the deep sleep.
Amazing.
You know, the house is burning down and you are fast asleep. So alhamdulillah, this is again the beautiful Sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in this way, we can get rid of that habit of sleeping like a dead person, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Masab, you mentioned him. He was such a close Sahabi, mashallah. And he was one of the most learned Sahabi of Rasulullah
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
He had great knowledge of the Holy Quran because he listened to the Quran from the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is something else. Listening to Quran from anybody else and listening to the Holy Quran from the one upon whom it was revealed, mashallah, that is something else. SubhanAllah. That is the like ultimate station of a person, you know, if you want to reap the true benefits of the Holy Quran. So he grasped the Holy Quran and the knowledge of the Holy Quran from Rasulullah SAW in this manner. And he was a khadim of Rasulullah SAW. And he was known by the titles of Sahibun Na'al wal Wasada. And he would carry the sandals of Rasulullah SAW and his pillow, mashallah.
Hi, hi, hi.
And he is one of the Abadil Arba. There are four Abdullahs that were famous even in the time of Rasulullah SAW. And they were one of the most knowledgeable people among the Sahaba. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud.
Mas'ud radiyallahu
anhu. And we, alhamdulillah, in terms of fiqh, Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, he is indirectly the student of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud.
Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu.
His chain of fiqh leads up to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So, he's such a noble sahabi.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
It's concrete, you know, because he's so credible. And he says, all of you are guests. And this is great words of wisdom, mashallah. All of you are guests, and guests do not stay forever. As they eventually have to leave. All of the wealth in your possession is borrowed, and borrowed wealth must be returned to its owner.
Kya baat hai bhai,
inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When we face with any difficulty, any hardship, we lose anything, our possession, our property, our loved ones,
Allah,
we say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi
raji'un.
This is the wisdom because it was borrowed. You know, as it's a famous couplet, jaan di hu you seek thi. Haq to ye hai ki haq adana.
Haq adana hua, Allah, Allah.
So the life so we everything have, if it is lost, it was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has taken it.
He has taken it back. That means also, Mu'asab, we should always have patience over the decision of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We should not become impatient and utter such sentences and words which goes against the teachings of Islam. In the state of anxiety, in the state of worry, a lot of people utter such words, dear viewers, which does not befit a Muslim. So, koshish ye kare inshallah Azza wa Jalla, at all times, sabr is in the very first instant. Any calamity hit you, observe sabr and patience. Masab, what beautiful sayings of these pious predecessors. Our Sahaba Ali Ridwan, subhanallah, who taught us and showed us the righteous path, the righteous way. Therefore, the beloved Rasul declared them as guiding stars. Why? He says, Ashabi kal nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. For this reason, dear viewers, they have learnt Islam directly from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Masab, we have so many other things to go and learn, and we would like to share with the viewers of Madani channel. But before that, we even have a kalam. And this kalam, of course, teaches us the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to have respect for the name of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aankho ka tara,
naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, chaliye inshallah, aage badhte hain, kalam sunte hain. Aur kalam sunne ke baad, we will return with our program and we will continue with the mubarak and blessed sayings and teachings of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kullihimi.
Oh Allah, send peace and blessings upon your beloved, the best and perfect creation that you have created.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kullihimi.
Muhammadun سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. The master of both worlds, jinn and mankind combined, Arab or non-Arab, he is leader of them all.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kullihimi.
Huwa al-habib alladhi tuja shafa Tahimi. He's the loved one whose intercession we all hope for in every horror and yes, in every calamity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kulli.
And character that don't near him in knowledge or in generosity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kullihimi.
Is but a gift from thee, from your knowledge is the tablet and the pen of decree.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan
chosen one, my Lord. Let us reach all our goals and pardon us what is gone. O vast in generosity,
Mawla ya Salli wa Sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihimi.
MashaAllah, and this was our respected honorable brother Rizwan from the UK, who was reciting beautiful kalams. MashaAllah, Muballigh of Da'awat Islami, Aankho Ka Tara, Naam-e Muhammad, Dil Ka Ujala, Naam-e Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Masab, this is one of my favorite kalams. I love to recite this kalam. In one of the couplets, the poet recites, he composes, he says, Poochega Mola, Hilaya Kya Kya? Poochega Mola, Hilaya Kya Kya? میں یہ کہوں گا نام محمد میں یہ کہوں گا نام محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. This is the speciality and the blessings of the name of رسول کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. When his name is so blessed, what can be said about his personality, dear viewers? اللہ اکبر, سبحان اللہ. So adopt this name, keep the name of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Name your children and your grandchildren after the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you shall see the blessings of this Mubarak name, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a common fact, Mawasab, truth is better. Allah. Wherever you go in the world, there is no religion attached to this, there is no politics attached to this. Whether whatever grounds it may be, whenever the truth was spoken, it's bitter, Mu'asab. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, the truth feels heavy and bitter, whereas a lie seems light and sweet. It's so easy to speak a lie, and this is something which is so common, but said by a companion, any noble companion. He says, the truth feels heavy and bitter, whereas a lie seems light and sweet, and sometimes a small amount of lust can lead to a long period of sadness, Masa. And this is so true. A lot of people who have landed in the prisons and so on and so forth, places, Masa, who have been imprisoned for years and they are serving their punishment simply because of not controlling their lust. So the lust, which was quite little, but the impact of that had taken up a large or a long period of time, Mawasab. The punishment is 20 years in prison, for example, 15 years in prison, 15 or 20 years of a person's life, even 5 or 7 years of a person's life has to pass. Allahu Akbar. So what's left, dear viewers of Madini channel? So this is the truth of the matter, that the truth feels heavy, but we should always speak the truth. It is bitter, but always speak the truth. Based on truth, inshallah, azawajallah, you will never put yourself into any problem. Rather, you will remove yourself from problems, Mawasab. Don't ever think that by speaking a lie and by covering up here, I will overcome a certain problem. But dear viewers of Madani channel, one lie leads to another lie. And to cover up one lie, a person has to speak another 100 lies, Mawasab. And especially with children, before children, in front of children, do not speak lies and teach them how to speak lies. This is a very dirty habit, Mawasab. Through the waswasas and through the help of the devil, a person could do is to teach a child how to cover up and how to lie. This is to spoil the child's future, Mawasab. Yes. To make him a liar. And Allah Azza wa Jalla's curse is upon those who lie. Jimu.
One thing is lying, and then the second thing is teaching someone to lie. Allah, yes. You know, it's called that, you know, one is that you are drowning and then you're taking somebody with you.
With you.
That is another level of corruption.
Allah.
And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us on truth. And alhamdulillah, we follow the religion that is true, alhamdulillah, the truest religion, alhamdulillah, the deen of Islam. And it was brought by the messenger of our Aqa wa Mawla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is known as As-Sadiq, subhanallah,
Kaaba.
One of his titles.
Kaaba.
Even before he proclaimed his nubuwa, he was known by this title. By his enemies, even they have testified to his truthfulness, mashallah. So it is natural that a Muslim should accustom to reverting to truth.
Yeah,
and most of a lie, no matter how fancy it may be, truth has its own way of coming out. Truth is so natural, like by default. It is what it is. It surfaces. So nobody can stop the truth from revealing itself.
Kya baat hai?
No matter how much a person covers up, the truth always comes out. And when it comes out, then we are so ashamed and we are now regretting why we tried to cover up so hard. Now it came out. So if it had come out at that instance, you know, it would have, bear it for that moment in time, and then everything would be over. And the lust at the same time, for one moment of gratification and pleasure, a person can ruin his whole life. One moment of pleasure. So that's what lust is in a nutshell. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has beautifully explained it, that, you know what, this is the reality of it. Truth, it may be bitter, it may be heavy, but it has its own light, subhanAllah. And lies, they may be sweet, they may be consoling to the heart for the moment, but then you'll pay for it your entire life.
Entire life.
You'll have to bear that burden on your soul.
Never lie, dear viewers. Allah's curse upon those who lie and those who like to lie. It becomes a habit of a person that everything that leaves his mouth is lies. And from amongst the signs of a hypocrite, lies is one of them, Masab. Yeah. That when he speaks, he lies. Allahu Akbar. So inshallah, Azawajalla, let's make a firm intention. After today's program, we would control our tongue. We are humans, dear viewers, and we are very delicate. We cannot bear the punishment from Allah Azza wa Jalla in this world or in the hereafter. So, this is Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and we have only covered two Sahaba Ali Radwan Masa. We have just discussed two great companions. We have not went to Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, for example, and many other great Sahaba Ali Radwan, who have remembered the Mubarak sayings of the beloved Nabi. And through those sayings, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, they passed on such words of wisdom which will impact a person's heart at any time. For example, Masab, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was once visited by some farmers. So some farmers came to visit him, and the people were amazed in their wide necks and looking at the physiques, Masab, looking at the strength, looking at the muscles, looking at the body structure. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, "You see how the bodies of the disbelievers are healthy, but their hearts are sick, Masab." You're looking at these people who have tall and long necks, who have huge muscles, but though their bodies are healthy, their hearts are sick. Even if the body of a believer is weak, their hearts are healthy and strong. By Allah Azza wa Jalla, if your body is healthy but your heart is sick, your rank in the sight of Allah Almighty is less than a dung beetle, Masa. Can you imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu compares the heart of a believer to that person's heart which is dead, Masa. So what hardens the heart, what softens the heart, are the Madani pearls in between. He speaks about not hardening one's heart, to have a soft and a just heart, a heart which is kind, that absorbs advices from people. A heart which is soft, that's filled with the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if the focus all along, Masab, especially for the youth out there, because this is what the Western world would do, is to have a smart body, keep yourself, you know, in good shape. And the youth out there are crazy for this right now as we speak, Masab. The gyms are overpopulated in terms of the youth out there, you know, trying and working hard on themselves. But how many of us work like how the gymmers work in the gym, training for hours? How many of us train even 5 minutes a day to soften the heart, Masab?
And Masab, it goes to such an extent that a person, though he may not have muscles, but you know the way they will make the arms like this, like they've got something, you know, on their both sides. So, show off. It doesn't have any moral value, Masab. A person is showing off and, you know, flexing the muscles and so on. No, the health is there, alhamdulillah, good for you. You know, you have achieved this, you have worked hard for it, mashallah.
Allah.
But now, don't take it to another level now to show off and everything. And the next, alhamdulillah, anecdotes of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu teaches us that. He says that the person who shows off does not refrain from ostentation even after dying.
Allah.
One is that while the person is living, he's showing off it. Okay, logical, okay, while you are living, you're showing off. Yes, a person, that is possible. But then people ask, how is it possible that a person is showing off even after dying? He says, in response to that, that he desires for many people to attend his funeral prayer in janaza, and he takes pride in that.
After even leaving this world. Yeah.
So he is lauded. So he is praised. People praise him. You know, so and so. His janaza was so big. So many people attended. And he says, ostentation does not leave a person even after death in this manner. This is such a disease, such a dirty habit that does not leave a person even after dying. People nowadays, Masab, they would rather be recognized by their clothes, by the brand they wear, by the logos on their clothes. People know, okay, a certain person. Nowadays, if people even start to call you by those nicknames, you know, or the person who drives this brand of car or this brand of clothes he wears. Why? Show off.
Show off. Allah.
So have that quality within Allah, yourself Allah, that people Allah. Must know you for your quality, for your good code of conduct, for your beautiful manners and character. Not for the brands you wear and the fancy cars you drive and so on and so forth, and take pride in that. So this is a great lesson, Masa, from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who has actually exposed this habit of showing off, that these people, this is such a disease which does not leave you even after death.
After death. Astaghfirullah, Masa. May we instantly repent. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins, and may we repent even from ostentation in any form, dear viewers. Even after dying, we have heard now that it is possible for a person to show off. Why? Because he wants maximum people to attend his funeral prayer. If the intention is Masab, the person wants for people to attend his funeral prayer, it can be spoken about. You know, wow, look at his funeral prayer was, you know, it was outstanding. It was, you know, such a large amount of crowd was there that attended his funeral prayer. So on and so forth. This is all from the devil, from the shaitan. Make dua that we even get enough people. There's one narration, Masab, there's 40 people in your janazah. It's a sign of bakhshish.
Allahu Akbar.
Even if we get that number, subhanallah, that people may attend, and some person from there who's a friend of Allah makes one dua, our sins will be forgiven, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will pardon our sins after our passing away as well. It's possible. Dua janazah is so important. That's why we should continuously make dua for a person after his death as well. Today's program was so exciting, amazing to learn the statements and the sayings of the pious predecessors, the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, and we have got to learn some beautiful sayings of the Sahaba. Inshallah, since we spoke about Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu to such a level, Masab, I think we will end on this beautiful nasiha he has given regarding the heart, because heart is that which every human has, Masab. It's such a part without which a person cannot survive and live. And he says, hearts are like vessels. Allahu Akbar. So, when it is like a vessel, do not fill them with anything except the Holy Quran Pak. Allahu Akbar. Except the Holy Quran Pak. So, the heart is like a vessel. Things can fit inside it. What can fit inside? He says, keep the Holy Quran inside your heart. It will keep your heart soft. It will keep your heart sound. It will keep your heart tranquil. It will keep your heart contented, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Allahu Akbar. Through the blessings of the Holy Quran, one's heart becomes soft, dear viewers. Masab, shukran for all your time that you have spent with us as well, Masab. And we hope to see Masab again, inshallah, azza wa jalla, on Madani channel, and for sharing this beautiful knowledge which we have done with us, Masab. Dear viewers, keep reciting durood and salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.